Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday Creation Lightship Healing Show, and this is the Healing Highway. And the day today is 7/30/2018. So we'll clear the date for you to release you from past timelines. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, or maybe you have more than one different monitor screen. So we'll energize that to bring you peace energy. Here we go, stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's work with that. So we'll get rid of the timeline for that one situation. So we'll bring it forward, look at it. Here we go, so releasing that from you, that energetic cording. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we have our sensory clearing starting in about 2 hours. So I can still send codes out if you like, you know, if you want to get on that. It's $100, and if not, if you want to revisit it, it's $50. For people that have done this in the, you know, distant past. So anyway, I'll turn it over to Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, here I am, Ron. And I don't know, did we charge the light being with peace energy?
Yes, I did that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I must not have been looking at it. My apologies. So yes, we're here on the Healing Highway, and thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. There's a lot going on today. After the show tonight, we will be doing the sensory clearing, which has been a very requested healing for many years now, and Ron is going to take the time out and do that for us. So I think there's still time to get on there. You can donate via PayPal $100, and it'll be today at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So that would be 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we'll be doing that later on. And it would be great if we could get some people who have had this clearing to write in and describe their experience. So if anybody out there needs a little bit more information or perhaps has some doubts about whether or not they should do it, it's always nice when our listening audience writes in with some testimonials or, you know, their experience having done this clearing, because I know it's one that Ron has to do kind of, you know, in person. So until we hear from a couple people, we do have lots of questions. So if you'd like to email us during the show, you can write to us by emailing clsquestions@bbsradio.com. That's clsquestions@bbsradio.com. Okay, so somebody is asking if an arrest can be timeline crashed. I guess if you've been arrested by the police.
Well, anything could be timeline crashed. It all depends if it will go away or not, okay? Some people have had success where by doing it enough times, the energy is switched over to what you want it to be. So, yes, I'd give it a try and just see what would happen. It could bring it into the new Earth energy also. So, you know, if you have a concern about something like that, I guess it's probably, I don't know, just a concern with that, just keep timeline crashing it. Maybe do 5,000 timeline crashes, and it could change the results of what's going on. So back to you.
Yeah, and I guess anything, like Ron said, can be timeline crash. I find with the timeline crashing, the more specific you can be, the better. You might also want to clear your whoever got arrested emotionally, maybe do an anger clearing, a fear clearing. I would think that all of those things would be important to clear in addition to timeline crashing the event. So I would be curious to know how that works out, and please keep us posted if you would like to do so by emailing us again, clsquestions@bbsradio.com if you'd like to update us on whether or not the timeline crashing was successful for that issue with you. Okay, so someone's asking about a bad birthplace, and they're wondering if the grid line or ley line clearings would help with being born in the wrong place.
Yeah, I think I'd give that a try, too. That's very interesting. Yeah, that could cause lots of problems.
Yeah, maybe you feel disconnected from where you were born, or you were born in a place and then you ended up staying there and you didn't want to, or I don't know. That's a pretty interesting one. I've never really thought about that before, Ron.
Yeah, because it can hold you to the energy that they want to transmit to you through your feet to keep you located in one location and or put programs into you.
Mm.
So back to you. That's where all the power places that, you know, that the churches and government buildings, et cetera, are all laid out on those particular grid lines, and they have their sacred symbols attached to the buildings, with the buildings in different configurations. So back to you.
Yeah, they really love to set up things on those grid lines and ley lines, and a lot of stuff can happen there, so that's why it's important to disconnect from that energy and get some clearings to help you deal with those connectors that bind you to geographical locations. I guess on a planet of light, you wouldn't have really a birth process, so you would just, you know, wouldn't have to deal with that.
I sent out emails to people this morning, and somehow my copy and paste left the number 4, you know, off of the phone number, but everybody probably realizes that it's the regular phone number that we have. I only have one phone number that we use for conference calls. So if you look at it, it's missing the 4. Just put the 4 in, you know, and you're ready to go. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, and people are still asking, is it too late to buy the Century clearing, and how do you pay to get on tonight's Century call?
Yeah, just do the donate and then send me the receipt, the $100, unless you had it done in your distant past and you want to revisit it and have it done over again, that's $50, half price. And I'll be looking, you know, at the emails until the call starts, which would be, you know, a little bit under 2 hours from now. So we'll see you later, and hopefully everybody who's listening will be on the call. So back to you.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm really looking forward to this one, so it should be really cool. So somebody else is asking, greetings, Ron, for the Century call today. I've been so distracted lately. I guess we're supposed to ask you before the call when we were first incarnated, ?
No, I won't even know that until at the end.
Okay.
And it may take me a while to figure out what it is, you know. If I can do that on this call, I don't know. Hopefully I can, but we'll find out. And it doesn't really matter typically because you're here, you know. And you're
yeah.
here, but, you know, it's just like, yeah. So anyway,
yeah,
back to you.
That's funny. I think that some people maybe think like, oh, I've been here way longer or way shorter, but guess what? We're all in the same soup, so don't apply any more significance to your incarnation.
yeah, that's true, yeah. It might
make
feel
it
bad,
easier
right?
for you to deal with
yeah.
the here and now.
If you don't want to have depression, knowing you've been here
right.
for 98,000 years, you know.
Yeah, I think you were doing that at the expos. This is a number of years ago, and I think I just opted out. I was like, I don't want to know. But yeah, I probably should have done it, because I think it, you can look at it two ways. Like, it's helpful to know, but then, Ron, like you always say, you don't know, you really don't know anything. So a lot of the healing work that we do when we're taken up to the lightship is stuff that we don't even really properly know about. So in some ways, it's better that it just gets removed without us knowing about it. So that's, you know, just two different ways of looking at it. Or if you know about it, you know, chances are it's going to be something that you will have to clear. So that is one way, instead of getting depressed, you can look at it as an opportunity to create more clearings and more removal of these heavy densities to get off of you. But, you know, unfortunately, if you know about it, that probably means they're hitting you pretty hard with whatever it is. So, yeah, it's better to get on top of that. All right, so I guess we'll move on. We'll wait to see if anybody writes in about the sensory clearing, if they've already had it. And okay, so let's see here. Is there a conference call on July 30th? It's not a conference call. It's a sensory clearing, and it'll be tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, sensory clearing. All right, so okay, somebody else had a question here, and someone's asking about their clearing topic is not having any money, and I guess this was mentioned on a previous show that they have this same problem. They've done a poverty clearing and many other things, and they're wondering if they should... I guess there were solutions being mentioned, and they're wondering if they should also do them. They're saying Ron has already helped with curses, hexes, and spells, as well as many other clearings. So far, no way to earn a living, money, strange accidents, and now I have a broken leg. So I was starting a new career, and I'm now in a wheelchair. So they're wondering if this is somehow connected to not having any money.
Boy. Yeah, definitely they want to hold you down and back from having maybe a better life experience. So I don't know what to say on that, you know. Do you have any ideas? Maybe you have some of the listeners send something in, and we'll just forward the text to the person. That might be the easiest way. Elizabeth, okay?
Yeah, and also I would really encourage, you know, whoever, I don't know, there's different ways of looking at money, and you know, it all depends on how you come by the money, too. Like, I don't know. I mean, if you're the CEO of a terrible company that just hurts people and you have tons of money, there's that. But then you could also be like a children's book illustrator, make beautiful paintings that people like looking at, and you could earn your living that way. So it's a good question, because I feel like there's the money has different, I don't know what you would call it, Ron, charges or energetic attachments. So I feel like wherever you're getting your source of income, you could look at that and maybe identify, like, where is this coming from and why do these unfortunate accidents keep happening to me? I don't know. It's just something to think about, because I don't think all money is created equal.
Yeah, and it could even be your last employer or people that you know doing it to you, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, giving you psychic whammies, you know.
Yeah, giving you a hard time or making it difficult for you to find a job because you left and they didn't want you to. So there's all kinds of negative attachments that could come along with that So if anybody out there has dealt with a similar situation and you'd like to write in and let us know how you solved that problem, or, you know, if you're still continuing to work on it, again, you can write us at clsquestions@bbsradio.com. So I guess we'll move on here and go to the next question. Okay, so someone has a question about the planet stars attack, moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, and asteroids slash comets clearing. And they're wondering, what do vortexes mean in this clearing description? And I guess they're asking, would this help the caller with his relocation work? And I guess somebody was writing in about trying to relocate. So would vortexes help with that? And what maybe, for those who don't know, or for those of us who need clarification, what, how would you describe vortexes?
Well, it's an energetic, like, say, a subway, okay? An energetic, you can look at it as like a tube, and energy can go both directions on it, and it goes from where it starts or ends to where it starts or ends. So that's basically it. It has an energy source in it. It could be something that's out of this world, or it could be nothing at all, just an empty tube. So it all depends where and how it's being used. And you can sort of feel vortexes. If you go walking, like, in a park, and you kind of get into alignment with the energy of the planet and the ground energy, you could walk and actually find different vortexes. They're probably about every 10 feet apart. And you could feel, if you get real sensitive, you could probably feel a warmth or a coolness as you're walking, going over the vortexes. And those are normally used to transport energy from one place to another. So let's do a clearing. So what I'll do is clear the corner of the room that you're in right now. And I'll clear, I guess, the way you're facing. I'll clear the right corner. So here we go. And if there's something there, you might feel a change in the energy of the room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the opposite wall on the left side, the wall that you're facing. The corner of the room there. We'll just see if it feels any different. You might want to put your hand in front of you with your palm facing the right wall and kind of move it a little bit back and forth where the corner is, and just see if you can feel a change in energy as you move your hand away from the corner of the room. It could feel maybe less dense, more dense. It could feel warm or cold depending on how your body senses an energy. And do the same thing now with your hand to the left wall in front of you, and move it back and forth and see how that feels, and we'll clear away the vortex if there is one there in that location. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 20, a little more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, now check out your hand again and see how the energy feels as you move your hand, you know, from left to right in front of that area. And you could be 20 feet away. You don't have to go right up to it and check it. It's better to be further away because you're going to have more of a sensation. And just see how that's feeling. It'd be interesting to know if any of you have had any cars land next to you when you're driving, or behind you, or in front of you. Typically, they'll probably come behind you because they don't want to be that noticed. But sometimes they'll get dropped in and especially at night, and all of a sudden there's no headlights and you see headlights behind you. Or you start to do a lane change and you look in the rearview mirror and your side mirror and nothing is there, and then you start to pull over and lo and behold, there's a car there and you hear their horn going off, and that could be a car just being dropped in into your timeline, or it's you being dropped into theirs. So maybe they wonder where you came from. Another thing is, you know, walking down a street or down a trail, and all of a sudden somebody shows up and they weren't there before, and maybe you could see for a long distance and nobody was there, and you're walking up to a place and all of a sudden there's a person there with a campfire or something, and you go, wow, that's weird. Well, they just got put into your timeline. So that happens a lot. Another paranormal thing is to hear like different thumps on the top of your roof or somebody's walking or in your attic, and that gets kind of disconcerting. And then all of a sudden it goes away. Or you look outside and you see like a silhouette that you can't really understand what it is, but there's like a ray of light coming from somewhere, and you see a silhouette from another timeline trying to materialize, but it can't because the energy isn't strong enough to materialize on your timeline as it's being created on another timeline. So you may actually find that. Or you may see the sun being in a different location. And the moon could be in a different location for what you're used to seeing. That's because the hologram isn't created properly. We have a lot of weird things that happen. Let's see. We have, I'm going to be doing another sensory type call. So the call that we're doing today is one for the emotions. This goes back to the get-go, basically, of your first incarnation, and this works with your body genetics. And the same call will be repeated in case you can't get on this call. And I believe it's on the 25th of this month. And so what will happen is, if you wanted to revisit and redo this one over again, you can do that. I'll just type into Elizabeth here. So she's probably hearing me. She's trying to get a hold of BBS. So if you wanted to redo it again, you can on the 25th on the I think the second week of the month here, we're doing a special call that's dealing with spirit energy. Now, what I'm planning to do is another call, which will be a call with the energy, and it's going to be called a sensory call. And that'll probably be the month after this month. And it's going to be about, remember, the sensory call now is for your emotions from, we'll just say, past lives that your body's hanging on to, okay? Now, the spirit call is with your spirit, and that's not the sensory. But the next sensory call that I'll be doing, that'll be a brand new one, will be next month, and I'm going to be working with pain and maybe the dying process as your body is hanging on to the death, say death wish or whatever, maybe a couple months before you actually die. And so your body may know about that, if, you know, if you have some type of illness. And also it'll be dealing with physical pain in the body. So I thought that would be a neat one to do for people, to get rid of that energy of the death wish that your body is having as you get older. Great, Elizabeth. So I'll turn it back over to you. So anyway, that'll be the call coming up next month.
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
It'll be a sensory call. Yep. It'll be called a sensory call, but it'll be for physical pain. So you have all this pain that's, you know, undercover from your dying process, we'll say. And it'll also be dealing with the actual maybe death process also. So taking the death curse off of you. So remember, if, you know, typically if you're dealing with the dying process, unless it's having your head cut off or something, there's no pain with that. But typically you will have pain during that process of your, you know, before you die. Maybe you got shot, you know, or had an arrow put into your spear, you know, and you're dealing with pain maybe for a couple of weeks, and then you have infection, and then you eventually die. Well, your body has that, so I want to release that out of your body genetics, and that'll be the sensory clearing next month. No, excuse me. It'll be the month after this. It'll be in September. Well, that'll be in September. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. I think I may have missed some of that, Ron, but that sounds awesome. So it'll be like a series of calls then.
Yeah, and I may do something else using the word sensory too, but that's what I figured to be the best thing. Because remember, on the sensory clearing, we're dealing with energies that may not be activated as yet. Okay, they're under the iceberg, and if they stay dormant, that's fine. But if they get activated by something, maybe somebody else talks to you and activates it, or you see something and it gets activated, then you're on that roller coaster ride. And so a lot of people in this lifetime have pain, and the pain, you know, may not be associated with them dying, but it still is pain. So I figured that would be two of the things that are probably the most awful things you can experience is having them tied together. So we'll go in and get rid of those energies going back to the get-go of physical pain and, you know, pain and the dying process of the agony and situations with that, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Okay, Ron. And that's, wow, that's wonderful. And I don't know if everybody out there listening has been doing these special calls that Ron's been offering, but they're very in-depth, and they often deal with specific body systems, specific areas to heal. And someone wrote in a testimonial from last month. They were on the skeleton healing call, and they said, "Hi, Ron, I keep noticing and feeling the effects of the skeleton healing call of last month. My posture, balance, and gait are straighter and stronger. A whole new body soon."
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, I find that happens frequently where somebody is going to feel the effects for some time to come. And there is a new call listed on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Hang on for 1 second, sorry. and that is going to be on August 18th, which is a Saturday, which is typically when these calls are. And it's only $20. And it's the removal of embedded death trauma from past lives call. And maybe that's the one you were talking about that I missed, Ron, when I couldn't get back online here.
Yeah, what I'll be doing again will be slightly different.
Okay, that's awesome.
This one here is with your spirit, okay?
Right.
So this is your spirit having that energy taken out of it that, you know, needs to be put back in. So this call is for the spirit. The one in September is for your physical body, much like the one that we're doing today is for your physical body. And the one, you know, on the 25th of this month is for your physical body. So the spirit one, you know, is the one with the dying process of your spirit carrying that energy of death. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, so it is a bit different. And yes, someone was asking for a clarification on that new conference call on August 18th. They're asking, is that the physical pain dying process?
Nope, it's not physical. Nope, it's not a physical.
Not physical.
It would be physical that your body dies, yes, but this is with your spirit and the energy that it's carrying of death. Oh, back to you.
Okay, thanks. And we had several people respond to the issue of money. And someone said, for me, money is a guilt issue. For every dollar I have is one someone else doesn't have. Also, poverty is considered virtuous in many belief systems.
Yeah, and you may not want to look at the money as far as dollar bills or something. You might want to just change it. You know, and see it as something else. A person a long time ago wanted to do his emotional clearing. And I think he tried for a couple of years to get about $150 together of spare money to do the clearing. And as soon as he would get close to that amount, something happened where he had an extra bill come in or, you know, whatever. And he can never make that money. So he goes, you know, the dark side's been playing with me. And so what I'm going to do is say, okay, I need to get $150 for something that would be other than the emotional clearing. Maybe be like buying a camera or something else, right? And so he put that on like his psychic billboard, that he needed the money, in a sense, because that's what the dark side looks at and reads at times. And so he wanted to get, a camera, for instance. So lo and behold, they go, oh, the camera, you know, that can't advance him, you know, spiritually or energetically to feel better. We'll let him have a camera. So lo and behold, he was able to save his money, say, to get this camera. Well, as soon as he got the money, he bought the emotional clearing with it. So he tricked the dark side.
Wow, that is so cool. What a good idea. Also, like,
yeah,
if you sell something, like you buy something and then sell it at a profit, you could probably trick them that way too.
Yeah. And so the whole thing is, you know, you need to look at, you know, like maybe, you know, you're dealing with a rent issue, you know. And, you know, each month you need to get the rent money. So eventually, probably when you first move into where you were, we'll just say you're in an apartment. So you picked your apartment. You loved it. You didn't mind, like in New York, prices probably $3,000 a month or something. Everywhere else probably be, you know, $500. But we'll just say it's in Manhattan, you know. So you got this place and you loved it for $3,000. It's so wonderful. And
yeah,
after
and
6 months, you go, man.
Walk-in closet.
Yeah, a walk-in closet, yeah. Yeah, and the bathroom next. Yeah, and the bathroom's out in the hallway for everybody to go into, you know.
Oh, yay. That's
but anyway, I've been in places like that back in New York.
Yeah, me too.
So all of a sudden you're getting upset because, you know, you're paying $3,000 for this place that you now are considering a dump. When before, when you went in there, you liked it. It was better than what you had. So now you're putting an energy block up for your rent because you don't like the place. Well, of course, the money won't come in because you don't like what you have. You're judging your surroundings, and that's preventing you from having the money come in. So you need to switch everything around and get into a different mindset. So it made me say, well, this is really inexpensive. Go out and look at a $5,000 a month apartment, you know? I'm sure you're going to love it, but you don't have $5,000, but you're going to spend $3,000. And you go, wow, this is great. So, you know, I got a great deal here. I can just, you know, buy some paint for a few $100 and fix my place up, you know? If they'll allow you to do that, that probably wouldn't be a possibility because they want everything to be the same. So anyway...
Yeah.
It's really interesting to see the mindset in Manhattan with stuff like that. But anyway.
Yeah, and you'd be so shocked at what people consider a good deal. It's just very different than any other place. So a lot of that, you know, like what you were saying, Ron, it's dependent upon what you're used to. And, I mean, basically when you leave Manhattan and you realize you like you can rent a whole house for $3,000 a month, like in New Jersey or wherever, you're like, oh, my goodness, like it's just so different. And, yeah, but, I mean, I can totally relate to that. It's very fitting description, and I hope it helps people to see how that can work against you. So somebody else wrote it. Go ahead.
So it's your mindset on how you're looking at it. And naturally, as you start seeing more negative things going wrong with your life, or the money isn't coming in the way it's supposed to, then reevaluate yourself. See if you can get off of that timeline, because you're on the timeline of maybe lack and poverty because of you being upset for the last year or two. And so you need to, you know, reinvent yourself and enjoy what you have, you know, and look at it as, you know, something different than what you have been. Because you're actually creating, you know, that negative cloud above your head and making this stuff drop upon you. So you just need to change your mindset, and that could help you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Ron. And we have a couple other issues here relating to money. And someone wrote in and said, I continue to work on the money issue. I realize as I'm peaceful, using the mind to heart drop, I can manifest money more easily. Being open to it anyway, it comes in. Walking a dog, feeding the neighbor's cat, etc. Also, clearing out the junk in my space. Yeah, you could probably turn that into some extra cash, too. listening to the Creation Lightship radio live shows and archives, I just know things will get better. Find your power within and use it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And you might, you know, if you have any difficulties with money, make a list of, you know, you may be allergic to money. You made yourself allergic to it. But you wanted it so bad, you pushed it away. So, anyway, I guess we could get off of the money issue, but that's, you know, everybody has their own way of looking at life and what they expect out of it. And it can be changed just by changing the way you're perceiving things. It could take you maybe a month to turn everything around by doing timeline crashes on negative events and things, and getting more into the neutral position, like with the mind to heart drop. So
yeah,
get out of your own way.
Yeah, just to, I'll just say this. One more thing that totally relates to what you just said, and then we'll move on. But somebody said, I have had money issues, challenges myself. The person having similar issues used the mind to heart drop as if it's your last day on earth, and it will turn around. I got amazing results that still have my head spinning to date. I got crazy with doing the mind to heart drop to shift my mood and be at peace until the desired results show up. Also, I use the curses, hexes, and spells clearing a lot with the natal barcode removal and odd harmonics clearing. So that's just one person's way of dealing with the issue.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. So we can move on. And someone else is asking, what is the length? How long is the century call tonight?
Should be about 2 hours.
Okay. All right. So someone else is asking, as I do the mind to heart drop, is it more likely that my spirit will stay with me at night while I sleep?
I would say possibly yes. I can't guarantee it'll stay with you. but you know, you have a better chance of it being with you because you're at peace.
Right. Yeah, and but even if
I'll say it differently. If you go to sleep and you're frustrated and complaining and irritable and everything else about your day, your spirit probably is not with you anyway, because it needs to be in neutrality. So it probably won't come back till next morning. Remember, the whole process, which I say, you know, at the different lectures and things, people want to know how they can get out of their situations and why they keep drawing stuff to them, why the aliens attack them and everything else. The whole process is because you're thinking. So you just need to stop that, get into the peace energy, and then let your body think for you, and your spirit can work with your body. And everything will be automatic. It's sort of like, you know, are you thinking when you eat your food, you know? Typically not. You know, you're probably at peace, and you're just looking at the food, and you know how to, you know, use a knife and a fork and a spoon, and you're eating. Now, if you start thinking how to do that, you may have a problem trying to do anything. So that's one of the automatic things that you have learned. So as you start doing the mind of heart drop, it'll become more automatic for you, and you're going to be at peace. Remember, you don't want to create timelines by thinking about stuff. And that's the problem with a lot of people doing web surfing. They do a bunch of web surfing to try to enlighten themselves, and each time they start reading more and more and get the keyword energy attached to you, probably every sentence has a couple of, you know, zinger words that's going to put you onto the abduction scene, because that's the way they're made to be used. Remember, they're doing spelling on you, and you were taught how to spell, and they do spells on yourself and other people by going to school, because you learn spelling, how to do spells, and that's what the words are. So you need to look at that and go, wow, you know, what do these words really mean that I'm reading? You might even possibly, if you get an older Black's Law dictionary, I don't know how far back you got to go to actually get more of the truth of words in it. I think maybe I heard somebody say maybe the 6th edition on back is what you want to get. The current stuff is all twisted. So you get something that's really old, then you're going to get the actual real meaning. And that could help you possibly, okay? Because you are using words that have energies on it that you don't know anything about. That's why I use the word spelling. You never probably think that you're doing spells on yourself by knowing how to spell words. So, and then also, like I say, if you have a word, even in regular dictionary, look at the words maybe that are like maybe 3 or 4 words before the word that you're looking up and about 3 or 4 words after it. And it'll give you a much better meaning on what it is. And you could be using the word that was used, you know, 500 years ago that has a whole different meaning than what it means today. And you're using that word and you're wondering why you're having troubles, because the old meaning is maybe taking precedent over what you're doing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And I think you'd have to get like one of those dictionaries that discusses like the Latin root. Like you said, Ron, that could be really helpful. I think we had this conversation a while back, you know, with the idea of left and right and Dexter, Sinister, and all of that stuff. So, yeah, that's a good point. So, wow, so much to think about and to get started on clearing. All right, so somebody else is asking that they said, I did the entity clearing today, and now I know who I am. But as I was feeling this energy, I was being hit over the head energetically. What was that from, and can it be cleared?
Yeah, I'd repeat the entity clearing. If you're doing entities, yeah, I'd do it at least 3 times, okay? And then you may want to get the unlimited clearing, you know, to keep doing that. The entity is probably you're feeling pressure because you were kicking them out of their home. So you're actually evicting them. And they probably didn't like that, so they wanted to come back in again. That's what you're probably feeling, is them wanting to come back in. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. All right, thanks, Ron. And okay, so they have a question about repeating the sensory clearing, and they're saying that it's not necessary for them to repeat it, but could you please explain why one would redo it? Is it possible that since doing this 10 years ago, I could have been elsewhere, and now that we're in the new Earth, this will get what was missed?
Well, in a sense, it could pick up more energies that maybe, since you have done clearings over the years, we might be able to go deeper for you. So, and maybe through the 10 years, we'll just stay with yourself of having it done and now doing more clearings, there may be more energies that are deeply seated, very deeply seated, that we can take out. So the whole process with the sensory clearing is we're going to energies that you know nothing about that haven't got activated yet, okay? These are dormant energies in you. They're laying there waiting to be activated by you or somebody else, you know, to cause an emotion in you to awaken this. So, that's why it's, you know, I'd say if you can, do it over again to see how you feel. And we'll find out after, you know, the session today how people feel having it done twice. And it's just because, you know, you're going deeper and you progress further. And now maybe we can go further down to get rid of this dormant energy. Maybe going back further in you, in depth. So that's basically what it is. You need it? Maybe not. Would it help? It could. So far I've had people email me saying that they want to do it, you know, for the half price because they did it years ago. I don't have that many people, like I said. I may have only done about maybe a dozen to 15 of these clearings. What actually happened, that was what I was doing initially a long, long time ago. And then all of a sudden, and then doing the foreign one after that. For people, and then the aliens got in the way, and so I had to switch gears, and I got too busy doing alien stuff to clear people off with that energy. So that's what happened. So they interrupted what I had planned to do, and that's been a long time. So now that's why I'm doing it now, because I have to be able to do this for people, because this is what I initially was doing. So I'm just doing it all at once now,
yeah.
For people, you know, because I need to do that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's like you always say, the expos, Ron, you didn't come here to fight aliens.
No,
so,
not at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's become kind of the main focus for a lot of the time. And it's great that you're able to offer this now. So someone wrote in and said, Ron offered the fear clearing recently in preparation for the sensory clearing. I did recently complete the whole lifetime fear clearing, and I feel I need to assimilate those changes before adding the sensory clearing. I've had a lifetime of betrayal, disappointment, and loss. This has caused me to isolate myself and put up walls between myself and the rest of the world. Now, since I have completed the fear clearing, I feel less afraid to live here in this crazy world. The negative cloud above my head feels like it is lifting. My perceptions regarding life here are changing for the better. In time, I will be open to this next level of clearing.
Okay, yeah, you can still do it, even though you think you need to process more. You don't really have to process it because it'll be done automatically, and it's probably already done. But if not, you know, get on the one that we're doing at the end of this month.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's going to be another one for
people
who can't make it tonight.
Yeah, the ones that can't make it tonight is fine. And the people that may want to do it even a third time could do it at the end of the month, too. You know, I don't know. That's your call. So, it'll be half price in case you wanted to do it, you know. But we'll find out what people felt after having it done for the second time. We'll know that as we get emails in. So, you know, if you are a second timer doing this, you know, send us an email. Let us know how it feels and how far apart the first one was to the second one here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, just for anybody who didn't catch that, we are going to do, Ron is doing a group session century clearing tonight, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, $100 PayPal donation via the PayPal button on creationlightship.com. And please email your receipt, PayPal receipt number, to, I'm going to get you the correct address here, because people are emailing me at the radio station and I can't do anything, especially if you submitted something through Fast Chat feedback. I can't reply to you, and the admin also cannot reply to you. So send your PayPal receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com. That's creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you should be given the access codes once you send that in. Once again, we cannot reply to people that are writing us through the Fast Chat because it's submitted anonymously through forms, and I also can't have the admin send emails through that. So if you aren't getting a response, just please be patient. We will get that information to you. And someone else wrote in and said, for the repeat of the century clearing, when I did mine, it was 2009, and my only clearing was the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And now today, I've had many more. I also did the master 4-in-1 clearing and would consider repeating if you did a group version of that. I didn't get to a peaceful place, and I would prefer to have more time reconnecting with my twin flame.
Yeah, I can't redo a 4-in-1 clearing.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be pretty difficult. I was wondering.
Yep, that's done one time.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so someone else noted that when you're being judged by others, that is a form of curses, hexes, and spells. That's probably true.
Yeah, I'd say that's
100%
correct.
Hopefully the people who are emailing us through the Fast Chat feedback form will...
that's good, Elizabeth, yeah. Because when you're being judged by people, they're thinking of you and giving you a psychic whammy of what their thoughts are. So they're giving you a projection of their thoughts tied with all their emotions from the thoughts affecting you. And that's sliming you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess one way to look at it, Ron, would be to say to yourself, if I'm in judgment, then I'm not in peace. So if you're judging yourself, judging others, or letting other people judge you, and you shouldn't really care what anyone thinks of you, obviously, but I mean, sometimes it's like what you always say, that things are coming at you from without, from your environment, so it's important to address that and get that stuff off you. I guess we are going to have to end the show here. I have a 55 after. So I hope everyone can join us this evening for the century group clearing. Once again, just, email creationlightship@yahoo.com if you didn't already. And hopefully we'll see everybody a little bit later. And Ron, I'll turn it back over to you for the mind heart drop.
I'll be checking emails probably in about 10 minutes. I've been doing it all day today, so.
Yeah.
But in about 10 minutes,
Thank you, Ron.
I'll check it. Yep. So here we go. And I'll be checking it just before the call starts also.
Awesome.
So if you happen to send something at 10 minutes before the hour, you know, I'll have, I can send you over the information. So here we go, everybody, mind a heart drop. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, got them into my heart, and make me real. And here we go, counting from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and hope to see you on the call coming up. So see you later. Bye, everyone.